Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Trump is preparing for his third takeover of the Muslim Ummah's money to finance his war on their countries. White House spokesperson Carolyn Leavitt revealed no secret when she said on Monday, March 30, that President Trump is very interested in the idea of pressuring Arab states to foot the bill for American military operations against Iran. Quote, "I'm not going to preempt the president," she added during the press briefing. Quote, "but I know for a fact that he has this idea on his mind. This is typical and expected behavior from the arrogant Trump towards the rulers of the Muslims who have been showering him with hundreds of billions of dollars since he took office in 2015. Despite everything that has happened and is happening, Trump's plundering of Muslim wealth continues unabated. Muslims have not forgotten the first and second instances of this plunder, nor the astronomical sums of their money that their rulers pledged to give to Trump in the form of purported economic deals worth over $2 trillion. And now he is preparing for his third act of plundering Muslim wealth, having openly expressed his desire for their leaders to finance the war he launched in their lands with their own money. In contrast, Trump treats Muslim rulers as his subservient servants, begging for his favor and service in exchange for protection or continued rule, without any semblance of respect or consideration. Just days ago, he spoke with contempt during a speech at an investment forum in Miami, using arrogant language and vulgar expression that reflected his utter disdain and contempt for the rulers of the Muslims. The rulers of the Muslims have reached a great level of humiliation, negligence, and treachery. They have preserved neither the Ummah's dignity, nor its honor, nor its wealth, nor its land. How wicked these rulers are, and how desperately the Ummah needs to be rid of them. They are the primary source of the affliction, weakness, and humiliation that the Muslim Ummah endures. There is no escape from this situation except for the Muslim armies to pledge allegiance, bay'ah to a Khalifa, Caliph, who will lead them and the Muslims according to the prophetic methodology, as did the Khulafa, Caliphs of the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. May Allah be pleased with them all. With the return of the Khilafah Caliphate, the Muslims will regain the glory on the authority of Abu Huraira, on the authority of the Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who said, إِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتِلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَى بِهِ. A commander of the Muslims is a shield for them. They fight behind him and they are protected by him from tyrants and aggressors. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.